If you will repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm receiving your word today. My eyes are going to see it. My ears are hearing it. And my heart is catching on. This word's for me. Amen. I want to kind of advertise Susan, because she had no idea that last night the Lord was working on my case. And I printed out Bob Jones's prophecies for the next, let's say, roughly 30 years. And those of you who don't know Bob Jones, well, you're going to have his name on the paper so you can double check. Okay? So you got the first one, so I'm not going to pick on you, but I know your sister has one anyway. Yes, Lord. Those are for your church. Now, why the timing? Because the press sometimes is to take it for granted that all these books that have been written over the past many years, oh, Jesus is coming in 2000, the earth is going to fall apart, it's going to blow up, and you know. So I thought I'd kind of give you Peter's outlook. So I'd take you to 2 Peter. And verse 8 of chapter 3 speaks about the timing of things that, let's say, go according to God's word, not man's word, okay? So St. Peter is saying, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. That's verse 9. As some understand slowness, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So I believe that's okay for now. See, there's a waiting period for the day of the Lord to manifest. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Kind of cool. The day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Now, if you take that and you look at it literally, you might get into a panic mode. But if you look at it from the spiritual realm, he's talking about this earth and these heavens. And we know the fire's inside already. He's burning out the chaff, so which earth is he working in? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth. So he starts with our earth. He's working on us full time in this earth. Start poking yourself right in the middle of your chest right now. Say, he's talking about this earth.
He's talking about this earth.
And a year?
And a year.
1,000 years?
1,000 years.
It says one day?
It says one day.
My, he's slow. Do you ever think about how slow he really is?
Patient.
Is he patient with us?
Yes.
Ah. You know why he's patient? He lived in one of these. He lived in one of these for 33 years. So, you see, everything will be laid bare. We were given a prophetic word several months ago that God is sending us into a house cleaning mode. And that he was going to use the broom on the inside of us, and we were to use the broom on the outside of us. Well, is that going to be the broom inside of the globe of what we call the earth? Or the broom that's outside the globe, cleaning it up? Or is he referring to this earth? This body is made out of what?
Earth.
Okay. So he's looking to change this flesh. And yes, it's going to require fire. 11. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. As you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming, that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth and a home, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless and blameless and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort as they do the other scriptures, to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the errors of lawless men and fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. So he's looking for us to grow in the knowledge of our Lord. And when we grow up in the knowledge of our Lord, we get a different opinion. We get to know a little bit about what he's all about in Revelation chapter 1. If you look at Revelation chapter 1, you look at the very first verse, it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angels to his servant John, who testified to everything he saw. That is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it. Because the time is near. Now that was 2,000 years ago. But in God's sight, that's only 2 days. Mm-hmm. Now you and I say, oh. And we can get depressed, right? 2 days, that's 2,000 years. My goodness. But for God, it's quite a picture. But I thought you might like verse 7 says, look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. Amen. Verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. He has the ability to do more in you and me in a 24-hour period if we start believing that he's capable of doing it. Sometimes we think we can help him by doing it on our own. How many of you have ever got up with a headache and planned to run to the medicine cabinet and grab a couple of pills? Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're normal in the flesh. But if you turn this over to the Lord and say, okay, I feel this headache this morning. Lord Jesus, I'm going to just kind of give that to you today. Because I know that by the stripes of Jesus, according to Lisa, he took care of it already. So instead of running, we should kind of sit back and say, hey, what do you want me to do about this? And I got to give you a little testimony. The older that my body gets, there are symptoms that show up that I don't like.
Amen.
Okay? Well, last week, I worked for my grandson, and we put up a wall to, let's say, divide a large space and to create a little more private area down in their family room. So we put up two walls, and I hadn't done anything like that for quite a while. And of course, then all of you heard about my putting down my hammer because my sister did not have any clue that I had been building a wall.
I didn't hear it.
Huh?
I didn't hear it.
You will. So, of course, my son and my grandson were telling me that, my grandson's never built much of anything. And he's facing surgery this coming Thursday, or Wednesday rather. So keep Christopher in prayer. He's got carpal tunnel on both hands, so the surgery on one hand is happening on Thursday, and a few weeks later, the other. I would love to say, you know, oh, we're going to lay hands on him, but I wanted to lay hands on him a long time ago, and it wouldn't do any good. So I need to be able to be patient, because God knows what he's doing with him. But we worked together that week, and yesterday, he has a part-time job, and it was supposed to be from 10 to 2. But somebody didn't show up, so he had to end up going in for 8. And instead of 2, they were working until 3. Well, he didn't notify me, and I didn't communicate with him. So I said to my wife, I'm going to go and I'm going to get started on preparing the next sheet that needs to go up. Because the next sheet is the most complicated one. I had to, you know, cut out for a pipe. I had to cut out for a block and so on and so forth. And if you're exhausted, like the day that I quit, I knew I wasn't supposed to do that because my body was getting tired. And when your body's getting tired and you do measurements, you can make a mistake by an inch very easily. Long story short, I anticipate he's getting out at 2. So at 12:30, I left my house and I figured, well, at least I'll get the sheet on the floor and I can at least prepare the first sheet. But I did ask the Lord for some help. So when I got there, Gabby was going to be able to help me. Well, guess what? Within 20 minutes, she had to leave because they were going to a birthday party. So they all left and the house was mine. Then, of course, I get a phone call around 2-ish because I had left him a message. We needed some little brads. Long story short, he said, well, I'm working till 3. I says, oh. So I said, okay, I'll see you when you get home. So long story, I looked at that sheet and I said, well, Lord, with angels, I can do this. You know, one person is enough with angels. So I put up the first sheet, cut out all the pieces, etc. It fits snug. used those liquid nails and put a few brads in there. I got the first sheet up. I was happy. Second sheet went up. Third sheet went up. Another little piece had to be put in. Got that one in. And he showed up. So last night, I had some new corners that I could feel that belonged to me that used to be very comfortable in what I did all day. But last night, I'm listening to this Bobby Connors situation, and he was telling us that you can rely on the Lord for everything. So, well, I'd like to get rid of this pain. And his comment was, give it to Jesus. So I made a decision. I'm not going to take a couple aspirins like usual. I'm just going to give this to the Lord. And these aches and pains will have to leave. Well, guess what? The very first moment after I said that, my left hand got all crippled. And all twisted, and the muscles and the nerves were giving me all kinds. And anybody know who would do that to me?
One guess.
Huh?
One guess.
Yeah, one guess. And your first guess is right. Okay? So I started to just flex my hand, and I said, I'm not receiving this. This is not going to go on. Okay? It took about 20 minutes. Because it was trying to come back. And I says, no, it's not coming in. I am not receiving this. This is an outside force trying to manipulate and damage my hand. And he is full of lies. And I'm not listening to his lies. And several times during the evening, I flexed my hand back and forth. And yes, I could feel the strain and the sprain. And then the thoughts were, well, it should be the right hand because the hammering was done with the right hand. But the hammering wasn't done with the left hand. So why was he attacking my left hand? See, I'm trying to give you all the reasoning because we always reason first. Then we go to the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. So what am I saying? He's working on my temple. He's trying to clean me up. Got it? But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Who's the thief? Is he here now? Is he working on you and me? Yes, he is. And he hopes that we'll agree with him. So the fire came. I have no pain. Okay? He tried in my lower back. He tried in my kidney area. And I told him, no way. Not taking it. Not receiving it. Oh, you're getting old. I says, yes, every day. And I'm going to remind you that Abraham wasn't weak. Because I had to have a little talk with my brother this week. Because he was having some new symptoms. Okay? And I made him laugh. Because I reminded him that Abraham wasn't weak in his body. He wasn't weak when he had his encounter with his wife at 100 years old. And then remarried at 120 or 30, okay, and had four more children. So I teased my brother and I says, you can tell your wife to get ready that you're getting stronger and better every day. He said, are you sure? So I said, yes, go back and look in Genesis. You'll see that Keturah was the second wife and they had several children. What? He says, there's hope for me, right? And he's laughing. And of course, I'm laughing with him. Why? Why are we laughing? He's trying to tell us that he's restoring our earth. He's trying to tell us that what we take for granted that has happened for centuries will be changed when death is overruled by life. Jesus swallowed up death and he made it of no effect. And he says, now, body of Christ, it's your turn. Body of Christ, get with it because you can swallow death as well. And that's why that prophetic word is on there. If you read the bottom section, it says, the 100-year prophecy between 2030. So just kind of skip there. reveal the family of God such a unity that if you pick on one, you'll pick on all. An intercession that if picked on one, intercessors will come in, will come right in. It is a family. On the bottom it says, there will come a season in there, in those last 30 years, where death will have no part over those that are sons of God. There is a generation that won't know death.
Amen.
And I believe that these youths are getting ready, and these youths are getting prepared now. And those that are yet not saved, they won't be afraid of death. They will go every place in the world. You won't be able to stop them. And we know that in the last days, that if you take their life, they have the power to raise it up again. I was seeing that kind of resurrection power in the church in the last days. I don't know when it will begin, but I rather felt that it will begin in the 2030s. That's 21 years from now. Begin. Do you know how many years it takes to practice that you are not a dying man or a dying woman? Are you going to be listening to your body as the evidence of the truth?
No.
See, it's up to you, right? Didn't Jesus conquer death?
Yes.
Did he not pay for it?
Yes.
So why should we be paying too?
Amen. That's right.
Just close your eyes right now. Say, this is a strange word, Lord.
This is a strange word, Lord.
But it's so strange.
But it's so strange.
That it gets me excited. Because I know.
Because I know.
I'm part of that generation.
I'm part of that generation.
That will overcome death.
That will overcome death.
So we can start practicing now.
So we can start practicing now.
Every time death lies to me. And fear dies and pushes me. I'm going to respond.
I'm going to push back.
And I'm not going to take this lying down.
And I'm not going to take this lying down.
I feel sorry for myself. Every single deadly disease.
I now reject.
Because the stripes of Jesus already cared. And carried it. And took it from me. No sense in me holding on to it.
Every weakness has to go.
Because now is the season.
For the church to rise.
And I'm part of that church. And death will be afraid of me. Hallelujah. That's what resurrection is all about. And I'm reminding myself that I am looking to the Lord. He's coming with clouds. Every eye will see him.
Even those who pierced him.
And all the peoples of the earth will mourn.
Because of him.
He's the Alpha and he's the Omega.
And I am part of that truth. Amen.
Some of you got the message. You don't have to lay down and die. You don't have to stay in the focus of pain as the victory, because it's not the victory. The pain is an intruder. And what it does is it brings about destruction in hopes that you will agree with it. It has been proven by science that a person who has a heart attack gets the pain first, And once the pain is there and they admit it, that they have just had a heart attack, the damage is done at that point. And I gave a lesson to my niece this week. And I reminded her that the scripture says that when a devil is cast out of a person, what does it do?
Goes on to someone else.
Huh?
Goes on to someone else.
It goes and finds seven
others. It goes into dry places. It circles around and then it comes back because it wants to be back into the house it had. That's its first attempt. Now, what if it doesn't get back in? Now it's looking for a house to live in, correct?
Yes.
So we were sharing about some of her experiences. And she's had quite a few trials, several surgeries. And she went to the doctors, and they sent her to the ER for some testings. And the specialist said, I believe you have a cancerous tumor. And she said, no, I don't have one. But we've already seen it on the x-rays. She said, well, then it's got to go because it's invading.
Amen.
And so we picked up on that and we discussed it. Why would a spirit of cancer hang out in the ER?
There's lots of
customers.
Customers, yes.
Lots of houses to live in. And they're all vulnerable because they're loaded with
fear.
Fear is the thought pattern that hit her. So they said, well, if you're not happy with what we've just done, we can give you a bigger test. She says, go ahead, schedule it. So they did. She went for a greater scan. Couldn't find a thing.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So we discussed the reality of if you were a demon and you had lost your apartment or home and you want a new home, you're going to do whatever you have to do because you can't accomplish anything in the earth unless you have a body to work with. How many of you have ever had a mad dog run after you? Put your hand up. Where you know that that animal is fierce and it wants to bite you with everything that's in him. Mm-hmm. Is there a demon in the dog?
No.
Sure.
No.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. Why is he after you? Because you belong to the Lord. Mm. See, you can prove it by the scripture because the demons went into the pigs. Mm-hmm. And what happened? They drowned themselves.
Mm-hmm. They jumped off the cliff.
Yeah.
Wow.
So think about, you know, if you get a little bit of a focus on why the enemy wants you dead, because you're a threat to him. Mm-hmm. And see, most Christians are going along for the ride. Instead of confronting and saying no. You see, my niece had that victory. And then she says, well, you know, there's another test going on. I said, yes, and you're on the what? She says, I'm on the offensive. And I'm going to fight back.
Amen. Amen.
And some of you need to wake up. And fight back. You've got a heavenly language. By the way, yours opened up pretty cool this morning, sir. And the Holy Ghost is able to talk through you and get rid of that darkness, and you don't have to put up with it.
Amen.
Amen.
All right? And sometimes you're going to have to fight more than one little minute, or 1 hour, or one day. It's depending on the entity that's trying to come in. Think about it. So it's time to wake up, and you can't do it on your own. So close your eyes right now and lift one hand to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I need your grace.
I need your grace.
I need a download of instruction.
I need a download of instruction.
I don't want the enemy to destroy me.
I don't want the enemy to destroy me.
I'm on the offensive.
I'm on the offensive.
Death is on the run.
Death is on the run.
Sickness is on the run.
Sickness is on the run.
Disease is on the run.
Disease is on the run.
Aches and pains are on the run.
Aches and pains are on the run.
I will not bow. Thank you for the grace.
Thank you for the grace.
Thank you for the favor.
Thank you for the favor.
So that I am the overcomer. Because God said,
I overcome.
By the words of my testimony.
By the words of my testimony.
And the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.